One of the fashion industry's leading stars is hanging up his shears. After 10 years at the helm of Gucci, designer Tom Ford is stepping down. He showed his final menswear collection yesterday in Milan, Italy. While Ford may not be as well known as Ralph Lauren or Calvin Klein, his body-conscious, glamorous designs have dominated American fashion for the past decade, and they've influenced everything from couture salons to retailers' racks at the local mall. To help us understand Tom Ford's legacy, we turn to fashion writer Robin Givhan of The Washington Post. She says when Ford assumed control of Gucci in 1994, he began one of the most dramatic turnarounds in the fashion industry.
The House of Gucci was probably as close to being bankrupt as you could get without officially being bankrupt. It was really in a shambles, and the label itself had also lost a great deal of its former prestige. I think probably a lot of people might recall that you could go to any little street vendor and manage to find Gucci products ranging from vinyl sweatpants to baseball caps to badly made handbags.
And once Tom Ford actually took on the role as creative director, things began to change quite quickly. His impact was immediate, and he was widely credited with bringing glamour back to fashion.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I so clearly remember the show in 1995 when he sent out these models who were so glamorous, and they really evoked this kind of 1960s, early 70s mod aesthetic. They looked so unbelievably sexy. And it was just one of those shows that you sit there and you realize that this is so different from everything else that we've been seeing. And it feels so right for the moment that you just have a sense that things have changed.
Describe his sense of style. What's the classic Tom Ford look?
His style at heart is about sex. It's about that kind of visceral, emotional impact that you have when you see someone who just touches you on a really gut level. And, you know, I think he also has a really interesting way of blurring the gender lines so that he can take a woman's collection and infuse it with kind of a masculinity that just adds to the sex appeal.
And at the same time, put a pair of hip buggers on a man.
He absolutely could. One of the things that he did with menswear was to kind of allow a man to be a bit of a dandy without losing any of the testosterone.
Tom Ford, it appears, still has some relevance because you can see his influence in so many places when you just walk through the mall.
Yeah, I think for Gucci, one of its enduring legacies is going to be that so much of what Ford did on the runway actually did trickle down. And you could see the impact of mod in places like Banana Republic. You could see it in Club Monaco. And also, one of the things that Gucci did was to revitalize the importance and the value of logos. He really brought value back to those, you know, to the horse bit and to the G's. He also...
The horse bit and the G's there being the
exactly,
classic Gucci labels.
Exactly. And he has shown that it's possible to be both a creative designer as well as a smart businessman.
Thank you, Robin.
My pleasure.
Robin Givhan covers the fashion industry for The Washington Post.